A new type of transistor shaped like a Christmas tree has arrived just in time for the holidays. But as Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology, this prototype won't be under the tree.
A one-story house has limitations that two- and three-story houses do not. The same is true for transistors. Stacking them results in more current and faster operation for high-speed computing. Peter Ye, professor of electrical and computer engineering at Purdue, joins us by phone. Thanks for being here. If you could, describe the traditional flat transistor, its role, and its downfalls.
Yeah, usually the transistors, all the current is like in the flat land, so the flow is limited to the like two dimensionals. But once we keep shrink the areas, shrink the transistors, if we want get more space, so people are developed so-called 3D transistors.
Yeah, so some time ago, your team created a 3D design. What was that like, and why did you do it?
So I should clarify this point, because the 3D design is not just from me. So what I invented is I not only use the 3D designs, but I use this material, like this lens. It's not from the traditional silicon nowadays in the market, but we are using much faster materials called indium gallium arsenide. That's our invention. So we call it 353D. So 3-5 refers to the 3-column element and the 5-column element. That's something like gallium arsenide or indium gallium arsenide.
Tell me about this material then. So where does it come from and how expensive is it?
Oh, yeah, this material, basically, silicon is, if you learned from, let's say, high school chemistry, so it's from the element 4 columns. That's the single element. It's so widely used that we call it a silicon. That's Silicon Valley, for example, coming from silicon. But however, this material, so we're looking for fast computer. We need to start from the ground, so that's why we're looking for fast material itself. So that material, so for example, is called gallium arsenide. Gallium is from the element column 3, and arsenic is from the element column 5. So this kind of compound semiconductor, so we call it gallium arsenide. And the electrons in this gallium arsenide is roughly 5 times faster than the electrons in silicon. So that's why if you use this 3-5 compound semiconductor to replace the silicon, so in principle, it could be we get the 5 times faster computer.
All right, very good. Okay. So, yeah, now you and other researchers from Purdue and Harvard are on to 4D. How is that different, and what does this design do?
Okay, that's also inspired from other works, even from the silicon world already. So basically, you can imagine if you have the 3D materials, but you just have still like a one-story buildings, so apartment, people can stay in still this like a ranch. But however, if you build the high-story buildings, right, you can put much more people in this apartment. So that's why now we basically stack all these 3D transistors vertically together. So we gave it a fancy name called 4D, but in principle is basically a multi-layer 3D transistor.
So how's it working? Who'll be using it? And when will it be ready for market?
Okay, so this is a very frontier research. So, you know, we're from the academic unit, so we're doing the research. But people are from the International Technology Roadmap for the Semiconductor Development. People are expect, for example, at 2020, there is a possibility. So the 3-5 compound semiconductor will start to replace silicon. And for this 4D transistor, and I think even forward-looking, should be beyond 2020. But still, could be 10, 15 years on the road.
All right. Peter Yeh, professor of electrical and computer engineering at Purdue, is just back from San Francisco, where he detailed his findings in papers presented during the International Electron Devices meeting. Thanks for being here. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.